Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Hello and welcome. This is Radio X Frankfurt am Main with Time Bending Clock Radio, a transmission brought to you by Gunst Radio and Radiator X, our special international format. Time Bending Clock Radio is a series of broadcasts produced as part of our participation in the Time Inventors Cabinet, a collaborative artistic research project at the intersections of ecology, art, and media, taking an ecological approach to observing patterns in time and time control systems. The Time Bending Clock is a project devoted to the research on theories and practices of alternate methods and techniques of clocking time. At the same time, the Time Bending Clock is an open distributed apparatus system built upon a network of temporary nodes and based on a whole variety of mechanisms, radio being one of them. So for the time being of this show, you are cordially invited to experience one of the Time Bending Clock's mechanisms yourself. Today you will listen to a special transmission from Time Inventors Cabinet Radio, prepared, performed, broadcast and recorded live in Bratislava in March 2011. For more info on Time Inventors Cabinet and on TIC Radio, please go to www.timeinventorscabinet.org and please note, you won't need a key, but you will need a K to enter. Further information on this show, as well as the credits, can be found online at www.radiox.de/gunst and at www.gunst.info. And now, enjoy! Hello and welcome. This is Time Inventors Cabinet Radio. For more information about Time Inventors Cabinet Radio, please go to www.timeinventorscabinet.org and please note, you won't need a key, but you will need a K to enter. Time sickness can be induced by a variety of factors, as well as by a variety of combination of these, and it can also result in a variety of symptoms and effects. The decisive factors for time sicknesses, or a time sickness to occur, as well as the symptoms and the gravity of symptoms, will depend on individual dispositions, However, we can certainly also find collective forms of time sickness. Moreover, social factors will be more or less generally have to be taken in account. Note: so far, only a few, yet a reasonable number of time sicknesses have been detected and described. In a more general perspective, time sicknesses are still to be researched in more detail. Nevertheless, or perhaps also for this very reason, we can assume that not only deep research on time sicknesses is a serious and demanding task already at this point. It will probably become even more important in and for the near future. Shortcuts. Could we think of shortcuts as of time tunnels for everyday use? Shortcuts are closely related to time in many ways. They are used to shorten the way between two points in space. An ideal shortcut would be defined by the minimal distance between these points, and thus to take the shortcut should need also minimal time, or mean a reduced duration of wait time. However, when it comes to everyday practice, additional factors have to be taken into account. First of all, there are the spatial conditions. Imagine you are walking in the mountains. Wandering upwards or downwards in a way in serpentines may be the opposite of a shortcut. Yet, depending on your condition, it might be not only more exhausting and also more dangerous to take a shortcut straight upwards or downwards. In case the terrain is rather steep, using a shortcut may make you move very slow, and using a shortcut could mean prolonging your wait time. Now, when it comes to shortcuts in urban space, there are lots of additional factors becoming likewise relevant. Also, cities may be built on hills, and thus call for similar decisions about taking shorter but steeper ways or not. However, in any case, space in cities is structured in a way that will make taking shortcuts even more difficult. Houses, fence property, traffic, and in case also a variety of social factors, not to mention risk related to crossing certain areas, have to be taken into account.
Thank you. you can see, you can see, shortcut, you can see, shortcut, you can see, shortcut, you can see, you can see,
Time bending clock mechanisms are usually connected to, however not necessary 100% consisting of physical entities, objects and places in physical space. This connection allows, among others, a localization and active verb with time bending clock installments. Note, the term object does not necessarily mean things. Objects can be anorganic or organic, hardware or software, etc. This means time-bending clock mechanisms can include living systems as well. They embrace a broad spectrum of technologies and practices, site-based, apparatus media-enabled, analog, digital, immersive, physical, psychological, meditative, social, communicative, ludic, etc., 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 etc.
Thank you. Because we live in a certain area in this world, so we have the North Pole where the sun is up. We live in a certain area, and then we also talk from a very subjective point of view. Because we live in a certain area in this world, so we have we're not the North Pole where the sun is up. So we could do either that we kind of imagine how would it be up there, or that we kind of pose for ourselves a situation from which we make a hazy color. Yeah, so that's the first thing. This hazy color then it shows me to the figures. Now we have the keyboard based on this
For several reasons, there's for the time being no given definition for eco-time zones. However, there are some basic aspects that can be sketched down already now. Eco-time zones are alternate time zones. However, at the same time they are located in time zones defined in relation to UTC. Discovery, experience and use of eco-time zones can be individual and or a collective process.
Hazy IMs with Hazy Radio.
Eco-time zones
hazy
can
IMs
be found
with
within
radio.
Or overlapping with open greens, but they do not have to be related to greens at all. In a similar sense, they can be related and or overlap with connected open greens, and they are connected sites of research within the time in Winter's cabinet. Moreover, eco-time zones are closely related to the concept of eco-times, another issue for research within the time inventor's cabinet. Moreover, there are strong indicators that eco-time zones are possible sites for treatments of different forms of time sicknesses.
Thank you. the 1960s, the anthropology.
In the 1960s, the anthropologist Edward T. Hall suggested that people from different cultures not only speak different languages, but what is possibly more important, the structure and experience time and space differently, and as a consequence inhabit distinctly different sensory worlds. The concept of subjective vision and hearing, i.e., that no two people see or hear exactly the same thing in a natural setting, might be astonishing. Yet these differences help us to translate experience and meaning from one perceptual world to another. Auditory or olfactory spaces seem to have different properties, and while they belong to our most basic senses, are rarely considered in industrial societies.
Experimental Radio, on Inventors Cabinet Radio.
It might be useful to consider a contrasting worldview to our accustomed Western industrial notions, such as the traditional Navajo concepts of time and space. In the Navajo universe, each element moves continuously in an interrelated mode, and the notions of time and space have distinctly different interpretations from those embraced by us. In this world, the perspective of movement dominates and pervades the classification of the world and is inherent in all phenomena. The fundamentally dynamic or active nature of this environment is hard to comprehend in our conceptual framework because for us, the conservative static view proved an easy and reliable method to divide time and space into segments to structure the world. In contrast, the Navajo world is perpetually progressing through phased cycles and processes of deformation and restoration, unsuited for segmenting. In this environment, all beings are either acting or being acted upon. It is a world of things in motion and things at rest, but one in which even things at rest are defined by the withdrawal of motion and are classified according to their ability or potential to move or to be moved. The primary metaphysical assumption on which the Navajo view of the world is constructed is the opposition between active and static phenomena, or active and static phases of phenomena. The Navajo perspective, according to Witherspoon, is a cosmos composed of process and events, as opposed to a cosmos composed of facts and things.
Prosentia, Mimashjas, Tufaknavian. Nakohomam jacket. Prichum educash. Awijo, zethi. Nais nois posogna awania jossa. Ha. Ofstiner brandislavski rashidalini mayu jess. Brajo hudish saskradku.
For the longest time, our senses were considered entirely autonomous, perceptual modules, each functioning independently. Recent studies have shown, however, that our perceptual experiences are formed by manifold, complex interactions between sensory modalities. Clinical tests indicate that the senses are not fundamentally connected, but also that our perception of visual, auditory, or tactile events can be altered dramatically by information from other senses.
Romasilena, Artu Samorf Chalia, open green with my beast, grey and hazy tongue, you understand.
To a transmission by Time Inventors Cabinet Radio. To find out more about TIC Radio, please go to www.timeinventorscabinet.org. And please don't forget, you won't need a key, but you will need a key to enter. Thanks for listening. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.